Folks on Fiction. Great British Characters and the Secret Life of the Novel by Sebastian Folks. Read by James Wilby. L'homme n'est rien, l'œuvre tout. The author's life is nothing. It's the work that matters. Gustave Flaubert, in a letter to Georges Sand, December 1875. Introduction. The way people think and write about books is always changing. I was raised on the New Criticism, though it was pretty old by the time I got to it, which insisted that a work of literature is a self-contained entity and discouraged the student from trying to make connections between the text and the real world, particularly with any personal details of the author's life. You just wrote about the poem or the book and how it achieved what it did. Although, like all schools of criticism, it was eventually pushed too far, it offered an essentially sound way of approaching a novel. It was replaced in the 1970s and 80s by critical theories that drew on other disciplines, notably Marxism and psychoanalysis. The most fruitful of these were those based on linguistics. They at least had a basis in neuroscience, and it was a scientific rigour that many literary critics felt ashamed of lacking. Few, if any, of these critical theories, however, made an impact on the reading public. This was partly because in the world of theory, returns diminish rapidly. The ratio of insight to verbiage is discouraging after a page or two. The broader movement of criticism over the last 20 years has been biographical. Far from being banned from comment, the author's life and its bearing on